Okay. So first of all, can you introduce yourself? Your name, how old you are, and what you do.
My name is Wajih. I'm 27. Yeah. I'm an English language graduated. I worked in Syria as a teacher. I come to Lebanon about six months ago. Yeah. I worked many ways. Yeah.
And where did you come from in Syria?
I come from Aleppo City. Yeah, it's in the north. Yeah.
Did you leave your family behind in Aleppo, or did you come
Yeah, I come alone and my family in Aleppo. They cannot come because my brothers and sisters have to do to their jobs, and they have schools and university. Yeah.
And why did you choose to come?
I want to travel because there's no work in Syria. It's so difficult situation. I come here to work for job, mainly for job.
And when you say it was difficult in Syria, in Aleppo, when you said it was difficult in Aleppo, in Syria, was that because of the fighting, of the conflict?
Yeah, it's so difficult situation. There's the war is so difficult. It's dirty war. So I cannot live there. And as a teacher, there's no schools ready for teaching. Yeah, a lot of schools, most schools are closed and have refugees live there. The schools turned to refugees. Yeah, it's just a shelter for people, those who escaped from the war.
And did you see a lot of death and destruction as well in Aleppo? Did you see people being killed?
No, I didn't see people killed, but there is a fighting. It's a fighting and a struggle. It's violence. It's so difficult, violence, a lot of the violence.
So you're living here now in Beirut?
Yeah, I live in Beirut for 6 months.
And do you ever think about going home?
Yeah, of course, every day. I want to back, and I'm ready to back. But I'm just waiting the war to end or to go calm down.
Do you think that will happen?
Maybe.
How long do you think it will take for the situation to be resolved?
This is the most difficult question. Yeah. But every Syrian, every person from Syria here, and all the world, all over the world, is thinking about to come back to his home. Don't believe that anybody leaves Syria and he's happy now. Yeah? If you leave Syria in the peacetime, maybe you don't want to come back. But if you want to live in violence and in this difficult situation, you are enforced. Not your choice. I'm sorry.
Do you feel more supportive of one side or another in the conflict? For example, do you feel more supportive of the president or the opposition, or do you have no difference in your feelings for either?
No. Now I'm just thinking about my home. I hope to be my home safe and my family safe. Just this. No, I'm not interested in anyone of this, on any side. Because now it's, as I told you, it's so difficult and dirty wars. No one cares about the people. The boss are killing. Yeah?
And how do you feel about the people in Lebanon?
People in Lebanon. In general.
The people you know and have met.
I'm suffering, or in Syria, Syrians in general, suffering from jobs. always Syrian work as physical works. The other careers as administrative works have to do or have to be for Lebanese. Yeah. No teachers, or no Syrian teachers, no Syrian manager, no Syrian works in banks, in schools, in just physical works, not administrative. Yeah. Syrian cannot be in administration, cannot be manager, cannot be teacher, just maybe worker, sailor. Just as this kind of the of works, of jobs.
So do you feel that you're discriminated against? Do you feel that the government is taking a position against Syrians living in Lebanon?
I don't care to the government of in Lebanon. What is important for me, the people in Lebanon. They aren't always generous or nice to Syria. Sometimes they are selfish, or sometimes they hate Syrian. Sometimes they express their hating to Syrian, or explaining from being here. They want Syrian to leave. Yeah, just like this. And some people, they are nice to other Syrian somehow. Not, I cannot generate that all Lebanese bad. Yeah, but in general, Syrians here not happy. In general, especially some locations, Syrians are abandoned from leaving or working. Maybe Burj Hamoud or. شو اسمه المنطقة برج حمود هذه اللي ممنوعين دخلها اللي شفناها المنطقة. Burj Hamoud, Syrian abandoned. We cannot live there, or cannot walking, cannot work. Some areas. Syrians cannot feel safe there. Here in Alhambra, it's better. We cannot stay at late in the night. It's safer.
Do you talk to your family regularly?
Yeah.
On the phone or on Viber or WhatsApp?
Yeah.
What do they tell you?
They tell me that the situation, I always ask them about how is the situation? Is the war calm down or calm up? They say always it's the same. The same as you when you left. It's the same. Nothing is changed.
And they don't want to come here too?
What?
They don't want to come to Beirut or Lebanon as well?
No. Because my sister studied at university. Yeah. And my older sister is teacher. And my younger sister have a school, have to go to school. And no school now. He studies now at the private institute.
And the university still works, is functioning,
yeah.
Is okay?
Yeah, the university is so good. Yeah, it's. I think it's the only thing that works well in Syria. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.